A southerly wind flow will transport more unseasonably warm air along with a bunch of moisture our way during the day today in the form of increasing and thickening clouds. Temperatures will continue to rise into the middle and upper 50s for afternoon highs, but the risk for steady rain will increase through the afternoon and into the evening hours. More rain for tonight as the storm system lifts through, even the chance for a few rumbles of thunder with the energy passing by. An increasing southerly wind flow will keep temperatures on the mild to warm side, staying in the 50s or even climbing up toward the 60-degree mark by sunrise. Most of the rain will be gone by tomorrow morning, but will be left in that record-breaking warm air, with temperatures climbing well into the 60s and lower 70s tomorrow. As the cool front pushes through, we'll see the chance for showers and maybe even some thunderstorms firing with the energy associated with the front. As we get deeper into the day tomorrow, it'll start to cool off a bit. And on Christmas Day, high pressure will be in control with a fair amount of sunshine and temperatures still unseasonably mild, just not as warm as tomorrow, and mainly in the lower to middle 50s. A series of storm systems will head our way for Saturday, Sunday, and beyond. The temperatures will be a bit cooler in the 40s Saturday as the clouds roll in with some late day showers, a good chance of rain Saturday night and Sunday with highs near 50 on Sunday afternoon, then colder weather may lead to mixed precipitation early next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the lower and mid-Mississippi Valley, Ohio Valley, and mid-South. Thunderstorm development is expected into this afternoon where the sun breaks out and stronger heating will occur. This will allow for increased instability to become established from northern Louisiana into southern Missouri. Supercells capable of all severe hazards will be possible across this area. Of greatest concern is the very strong low-level shear forecast over the region, supportive for tornadoes, some possibly even significant. This threat would peak during the afternoon and into the early evening hours. And that series of storms continues to impact the Pacific Northwest with heavy snow in the mountains and rain along the coast. Winter storm warnings and advisories have been issued. Meanwhile, in the east, large-scale southwesterly flow will develop and raise temperatures past record levels over the next couple of days. And as a result, widespread rainfall is also in the forecast from the Gulf Coast to the Ohio Valley. Amounts of 1 to 3 inches are likely in these places, and flood watches have been issued for the mid and south Atlantic states. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 85 degrees at Fort Myers, Florida, to a low of 2 below zero at Boulder, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with rain and fog and highs in the mid-50s, Boston cloudy with rain moving in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and highs in the lower 60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 33 degrees, the average low, 19. The record high, 64, set in 1990, and the record low, 12 below zero, in 1955. Sunrise this morning, 7:23 a.m., sunset this evening at 4:25 p.m., 9 hours and 2 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing clouds with rain developing late today, also areas of fog with highs in the lower to mid-50s. More rain and fog tonight with temperatures staying in the 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing clouds with rain developing today, possibly a thunderstorm with areas of fog, highs in the mid-50s. More rain and possibly a thunderstorm tonight, also areas of fog with temperatures staying in the 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing clouds with rain developing today, also areas of fog with highs in the mid-50s. More rain and fog tonight with temperatures staying in the 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing clouds with rain developing today, possibly a thunderstorm, also areas of fog in the mid-50s. More rain and possibly a thunderstorm tonight with fog lows in the 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing clouds with rain developing today, also areas of fog with highs in the mid-50s. More rain and fog tonight with temperatures staying in the 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, record-breaking warmth in the upper 60s and lower 70s despite mostly cloudy skies, a scattered shower thunderstorm possible during the day. On Christmas Day, sunshine giving way to clouds, still very mild in the lower to mid-50s. Increasing clouds Saturday, late-day rain. Saturday night rain into Sunday, highs in the 40s to around 50 for the weekend. Turning colder Monday in the upper 30s and the chance of mixed precipitation Tuesday in the lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.